from their homes. 2013 auto sales in the U.S. mark a strong rebound from pre-recession levels. NPR's Luis Schiavone tells us a variety of incentives played a part in the industry's strong year.
Ford was one of the strongest performers of the year, reporting an 11% jump, with strong sales of the Fusion sedan, the Escape crossover, and Ford's F-Series pickups. At General Motors, Vice President Kurt McNeil declared the recession firmly in the rearview mirror, with an overall annual increase in sales of 7.3%. Chrysler, too, scored a solid year-over-year hike, its numbers up 9%. Across the board, dealer incentives, end-of-year price breaks, and dramatically reduced borrowing costs made a major difference as drivers who held on to old cars during the recession gave in and decided to buy or lease new ones. Luis Schiavone, NPR News.
Even though the Super Bowl is about a month away, the ad blitzes associated with the big game are already beginning. Soft drink maker Pepsi, which plans to promote the big Super Bowl halftime show, says it is sponsoring a TV ad that begins tomorrow. The commercial is part of a larger campaign by the company aimed at driving up awareness for the show that will be a major part of the 48th annual Super Bowl. Super Bowl is scheduled to air February 2nd. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.